with Ali C.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to America Tonight. I'm Kate Delaney. Where are we in this country with the debt ceiling? Tick-tock, tick-tock. What happens on August 2nd? A lot of people speculating. I can tell you we're a week away from preseason football, but whether or not we're going to drag on more debt, I don't know. Deal or not deal, it's not looking clear in any directions. Very murky water when it comes to this argument. It is a day plus since the president addressed the nation telling people to call their congressmen or women, the people who represent them, and in the Senate, both chambers, and bug them. Tell them to cut a deal. And also talked about the fact that he inherited a lot of the debt and we had to have compromise and balance. He must have said balance. Seemed like 20 times, but he definitely was relying on that word. Balance, 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 balance. Too bad they didn't learn how to balance the budget long before 2011, and they still haven't done it. How do you operate with a budget that's not balanced? Once in my career, I was a sports director. And as a sports director, I had to balance the budget. I had to figure out just how much money we had to send people to spring training and to the possibility of a Super Bowl and a myriad of other things. And guess what? If you didn't do it correctly, it got pumped back at you. And if it got pumped back enough, they found a replacement player. So too bad we can't just find replacement players when you have an issue that is driving this country. When you have people who cannot figure it out before we're going over the falls in Niagara in a barrel and not sure whether we're going to survive or not. It's ridiculous. But we have to move forward. So in moving forward, the governor of Mississippi, Haley Barbour, and Fred Thompson, former politician, wanted to run for president, decided not to do that. Pulled out of that race and does television again. He and Barbour both are putting pressure on the Tea Party because they believe the Tea Party is holding things up. And I have a feeling the Tea Party isn't going to back down from their stance. I don't think so. So the phone lines are blowing out on the Hill. Faxes are coming in. People are stopping by, which is interesting. This should have really been happening all along. Here's Congressman Mike Mulvaney, a Republican out of South Carolina, who talks about the phones ringing and that really, as a Republican senator, he's hearing both points of view when he actually takes the call.
We're getting a handful of folks who call and say, raise taxes. A handful of folks call and say, don't do anything with the debt ceiling. But most folks are in the middle, and I've been surprised candidly, with a number of folks who are calling actually to ask for information.
Wow, information. So that means they want it broken down and they're not quite sure what it is when we talk about the, probably is what I'm assuming, what it is when we talk about the debt ceiling. I mean, in a nutshell, we know we've been talking about this in the new tables, the new plans that are on the table, the House Republicans, the cost, the total cuts rather would be $3 trillion for the Senate, it would be $2.7 trillion. And then there are a whole bunch of things different on both sides as the road to get there and what would be cut out. And the House and the Senate, no matter what, I mean, of course, they need the votes, and it's not looking good. I mean, in some cases, you've seen a reversal of fortunes on this. And you have the president and the Senate Majority Leader, Harry Reid, who seem to be the biggest supporters for boosting the debt limit, but yet they voted against it in 2006. So what's different about 2006 to 2011. And what probably they're saying is what would be dropped. I mean, what happens if our ratings are dropped? What would be the perception? What happens to the dollar? All that stuff is part of what we've heard from both of them, and I'm sure that's probably what they would say is one of the main reasons as to why you want to be able to raise it and then pay it off. It is frustrating when you talk about 14 plus trillions and having to get that number down. How do you get that number down if you continue to go down the same road? Ronnie is listening to us in Utah. Let's go to Ronnie. He's our leadoff man. Hey, Ron.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Now, first point, just to make it real quick. Now, this is what I really quick like. I mean, excuse me. That what I would do if I wanted to rush to the post office is, now, Congressman Wiener, this is your point. Stand out and have your own show. I'd get a replica of him and a stamp, and all I got to do is put right below it, over 2 billion served. Man, you'd have it.
I like that. 2 billion.
Point two.
That's now, good.
Harry Reid, when he gets up there to his pulpit to talk, you know, he's like E.F. Hutton, you know, remember that? People need to stop and listen. Now, he can't even see straight through the glass. Now, that fine gentleman reminds me of Mr. Magoo. Partner, who's his partner in crime? Right, always behind him when they come out of the pulpit. It's old Chucky Schumer. Now, old Chucky, baby, he's that guy that's that little doll that holds that knife. So every time I see that fine gentleman, old Chucky's back.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. He's there most of the time. That's a lot of times you'll see that. Yeah.
Yeah,
or Pelosi too.
Oh yeah. Well, he just reminds me of that little doll in that movie that comes to life with that knife going around stabbing people and stuff. But that's about what he reminds me of. But you know what? Maybe I'm crazy and whatever, but I'm just like what those Tea Partiers say. We need to stop the spending, and they've already. I mean, Bloomberg always talks to this Wells Fargo economist every day, and he says that they're going to have enough money probably for the next month to pay everything. So I mean, what Tim Geithner's telling you is crazy. Now, but also watch one thing's going to happen though. If they don't get their deal, you watch and see old Tim Geithner. He's already been talking to the Federal Reserve people. They're going to go out and get a line of credit for the Federal Reserve to keep this
thing going. Absolutely.
I mean, this thing, these people that think that this disaster is going to happen, it's not. They're just going to keep pumping up and pumping. And those people, go look at your dollar index. It's dropping like a fly. I mean, it's crazy. And
yeah. It is crazy. Some good things that you mixed in there, Ronnie. Thanks. And the bottom line is this artificial date or the date that's thrown out there, August 2nd, I think there's some political maneuvering. And if there is some giant compromise, some balanced approach, it'll be like a crowd. You know when they win the Academy Award for Best Picture and everybody and their mother gets up? That's what it'll be like at the press conference. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with Uhimbe and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps, summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
Love that theme. I bet every single person listening to that knows exactly what it is. If you were thinking Olympics, give yourself a pat on the back. Yes, it's Olympics. That's the Olympic theme. And guess what? The Olympics are right around the corner, sort of. 2012. Where are the Olympics going to be? In London. We've had a couple athletes on who are going to be competing, they hope, in London, and one of the people competing in talking about what the sports are, I guess is probably a better way to put it. It's the Summer Olympics, so Michael Phelps, etc., will be probably in the pool. Although I read a story today that he forgot his swimsuit. If you're going to swim, I mean, certainly he's welcome to swim in the nude wherever he wants to. But in competition, he's not going to get away with that. He's got to wear the suit, the crazy suits that they wear, the aerodynamics, the less is more, you know, that whole thing. But they released a kind of a guide to the Olympics and talked about the fact that tickets and getting tickets. And the tickets are going to be tough. Most of the events are going to cost a fortune and are going to include, you know, the usual fare that you see when we're talking about the Olympics. So, you know, think back to, oh, shucks, we're not going to have, you know, baseball. We're not going to have any of that. But think back to the last Olympics and the sports that you enjoyed and the sports that you watched. And my question is, and I'm going to tell you this, I'll fill in the blanks here, but, you know, how much would you pay? How about this one? How much would you pay to go and see the opening ceremonies? Because that's the spectacular. That's when people come in, everybody's there. People come in with, the flags and every single athlete is there, so they haven't left yet at this point. So if you could pick an event and money wasn't an object and you could go to the London Games, what would you pick to see? Matt, if you had a chance and it wasn't about the money and the ticket that would cost you thousands and thousands of dollars, well, I'm exaggerating, but $1,000 or whatever, what sport would you go and see?
I honestly don't really know right now. I'm looking at the list, and I just kind of realized how much the Summer Olympics are not really that interesting. I guess
maybe, you're more a Winter Olympics person.
Yeah, because they dropped baseball and softball for this Olympics. I don't know. I mean, some of the gymnastics stuff's all right, but not really that good. I don't really know. Swimming.
I think swimming because Michael Phelps. What's going to happen there?
Sprinting's always cool, too. The 100-meter, 200, the 4x1. I don't know. I'd say probably the sprints, the swimming, and maybe gymnastics, I guess. I don't really know. How exciting
I'd
are
say
the Summer
swimming.
Olympics?
I'd say you realize you're more into the Winter Olympics, and that's funny.
It just happened right now as I was overlooking the list here. Because, I mean, I don't even like watching NBA basketball, so I'm not going to want to watch NBA All-Stars against the rest of the world, so I'm not going to do that. How fun is rowing and sailing and shooting to watch? Not very. Taekwondo, I don't think so. I don't know. Badminton? Maybe that could get kind of fun. Maybe badminton. Maybe that's the sport we need to get more TV coverage of. Or table tennis
could be fun to watch.
Yes. Get my Forrest Gump on. Maybe I can make the Olympics.
Yeah, I say the sports that you mentioned, I think sprinting for sure would be one. All of those events, the track events would be fun. And anything in the pool, that would be fun. And we know that we've got some great swimmers that are competing to get into the Olympics. Michael Phelps should be there, and a lot of the same teammates he had should be back in the pool with him. I think that's a fun event to be at. You can see, hopefully you get pretty good seats because it's only a limited amount anyway. They, you know, you can't have sky high seats because you can't see in a natatorium. You can't, you know, you can't be that far up. It's a little bit different with track and field. They really stick you in those stadiums. And it's tougher. You better have your binoculars unless you're close.
Well, I was just looking at the list here, and I'm seeing that I think the U.S. TV audience misses out on some cool things because I can't remember ever seeing handball on TV, and I remember playing that in gym class, and that's actually kind of fun. I could see that would be fun to watch.
To watch handball?
Yeah.
And the list I have is saying that the tickets vary. But that, you know, you're spending probably, if you're getting a couple, you're spending $1,000 for a main event.
That's where I'd be right out of there. So there's a lot of these events that seem like they'd be all right to watch on TV for a little bit, but to actually go and see, I don't know about that.
Oh, but look, what if you had been there to see Usain Bolt?
Right, that would be
make
cool.
Make history, that would be cool.
But also, it's also fun to watch it on TV because you just see it and you don't have to sit in the stands for 3 hours watching the prelims and all the other stuff that's going on for that literally like 9.1 seconds or whatever it is it takes for that race to happen.
Yeah, that's pretty short.
I don't know. I'm kind of a Debbie Downer, I guess, in the Summer Olympics.
I wonder how many people listening to us, because in thinking of the Olympics that are coming up, too, you have Rio de Janeiro in 2016 versus...
You know, there's somewhere I would go to.
Right. I think I'd rather go there than the... No offense to the London, but if I had a choice between the two and I was planning, I think I'd rather go to... I think I'd rather go to Rio. But, you know, there's 366 days to go before the Olympics, so a whole year. This time, a year from now, we will be in the Olympics. So they're doing the construction thing, and they've got construction of the six main things at the Olympic Park that they have to complete, but it looks like it's on time. So that's good news for England. Remember, there were a lot of problems with that when it came to Salt Lake City, which was part of the claim to fame for Mitt Romney, who later went on to become the governor of Massachusetts and now run for president when they got into trouble there. So the timing of everything and the building and being able to accommodate all the people, that's a big part of it, of having a successful game. The games themselves, I agree with Matt. If you think about the sports that are there, I mean, what are the key games that you'd see? And I guess if I could only pick one, I think I would pick the swimming. But here's the problem. They have so many events, preliminaries, all that stuff, that you might have a ticket to the preliminary. Forget that. I want to be there at the finals.
The soccer events could be fun, too.
Yeah, the soccer events would be fun. I agree with that. But I want to see something that counts. So with soccer, that would probably be good. I don't want to see the preliminary stuff. I want to see a game that matters. Or I want to see, you know, whatever it is, 100 meters butterfly that counts for the medals. I want to see a medal game. I don't want to be there for any of the preliminaries, because remember, that's what happens. A lot of times people, it's like getting practice rounds. You get a chance to go to the Masters. I have a friend that gets all excited. Oh, I'm going to the Masters. Wow, really? What day are you going? The first day? The second day? You're going to be there on Sunday? No, I'm going to be there for the practice rounds. What? I mean, that's cool, but who cares? I want it to count.
Here's more Olympic controversy for you. Why is judo and taekwondo and then karate all Olympic events?
Mixed martial arts, only separate.
I don't understand that. How much can you have? I mean, who knew that they took the Karate Kid and they made it into an Olympic event? Like, what do you even do with those competitions? I don't understand. I'm going to get some black belt at my door knocking down.
You go through the preliminary rounds that I don't want to see.
If you get Mr. Miyagi and Ralph Macchio out there, maybe I'll watch that. But I'm not going to watch some rube from Pennsylvania getting his judo on.
And that's the thing. You won't know who the people are. So unless you're really into that sport. All right, and here's the worst thing of all, and I'm going to post this on the website, something for you to look forward to. I promise we'll be there by tomorrow. They have the mascots chosen, and the mascots are Wenlock and Manville. They're the Olympic mascots. You should see these things. I don't know what they are. They're like teardrops with arms and one eye. How many people are going to buy one of those mascot dolls? I think they really blew it there, folks. Stay with us.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231. And the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Question: can functional magnetic resonance imaging be used to read our minds? Author Jose Collazo answers yes in his two new books, America's New Slavery. For more than 13 years, author Jose Collazo has been trying to prove that the U.S. government has the capacity to read a person's thoughts with a revolutionary technology known as fMRI, functional magnetic resonance imaging, and there is proof that it exists. America's New Slavery explores this technology and its many possible applications in national security. Who has access to it? How is it being used? Does America's salvation rest in this technology? These and many other questions are answered in America's New Slavery, the new books by Jose Collazo, available on BN.com, Amazon.com, and Borders.com. America's New Slavery. All Americans should be concerned.
That Al-Qaeda has been mostly defeated. Check this out. I was reading the Washington Post the other day, and they had a story about Pentagon types, especially also CIA and defense, and, you know, mix it all up in the same pot. But the new defense secretary, Leon Panetta, apparently is saying that we're within reach of strategically defeating Al-Qaeda. So, wow. Really? Now we're saying we're going to say they're done? Is this a way to energize the troops that are weary of deployment after deployment after deployment and defending the war? I'm just thinking with a critical point of view. I don't understand. Really? We're that close to defeating them? I guess because if you officially say, remember, mission accomplished, that bit George W. Bush several times, the mission accomplished forever and a day was being made fun of. So will you ever hear this president say that? We have wiped out Al-Qaeda. We have completely blown them away. Now, the CIA are saying the same thing that Panetta is saying, that, yeah, we think with everything that's happened that we have sent Al-Qaeda packing. And if that's true, that they're done in the Arabian Peninsula, then why are we there? And I got to think we're not done there. And you think of Yemen crawling, I guarantee, with terrorists or wannabe terrorists. So there might have been some big scores, and we've talked about them on the air, different lieutenants and stuff that were taken out and trying to prove it, and they were attacked by a drone or whatever, however, that kind of stuff. So it does make you curious. After the whole bin Laden death, and he was still the kingpin of the network and keeping them focused on what they were doing, he was the brand, if you will. So is the brand really crumbled? Really? And we're that close to saying that we've defeated Al-Qaeda? Ooh, like I said, I would be weary of saying things like that if I were Leon Panetta. Too close to George W. Bush and mission accomplished. Because I don't know that you'll ever 100% know that you've defeated them. You could say we've taken chunks out of them. But defeated them? That's a little tougher. And also the blowback on that, I think, would be tougher. But they believe in the Pentagon and elsewhere that they're that close to just saying they're done. We've got them all. Al-Zawahiri was the last guy, and he's gone. He's gone. What do you think? The Tea Party was warned, because they're not going anywhere, the Tea Party was warned that they might want to warm up to what the GOP is doing, and they might want to support Boehner's debt plan. And the Tea Party is saying, what? No, we're not going to be voting for it anyway, but we're certainly not going to be backing that plan. So the Tea Party is not playing along with the core Republican base. They refuse to flip on what they started and have gotten stronger in numbers. Without the Tea Party, and here's the question for 2012 and all the things that relate to everything we've been talking about in America tonight, can a Republican get elected in 2012 without the support of the Tea Party? I mean, it's a huge headache for John Boehner because they are very mobile. And what some of the chapters, because there's chapters of Tea Party people, what they're saying is that voting for Boehner's debt plan is really a violation of what it's about. So it's a negative. So you can't vote for his plan. And that the cut, cap, and balance in the end that was signed by 33 House members, 12 senators, in cutting to that still also violates the pledge, the Tea Party pledge. Boehner's call is for $7 billion, I'm going to remind you again and again and again, for $7 billion in the first year spending cuts, but it's short of what they were trying to push for. And August 2nd, either Armageddon has hit and we're all running down the streets screaming, or it's business as usual. If I were a betting person, I would say it's going to be business as usual. Provided, because more mortgages are going to drop, more bad mortgages, provided the mortgage crisis isn't back and out of control. Because there's the threat. So now the way they're playing this, the White House, first day of the meetings, check this out. I'm going to give you the steps. First day of the meetings with the Republicans and some Democrats at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. Then you have the president taking over prime time to read a statement where in the statement he blames the Republicans for the situation we're in. And also ask people to call their Congress folks to be vigilant, to ride them about compromise. Wow. I'd have to think that some of the blowback on this would go to, squarely go to Obama, and the idea of having him go before the American people would actually backfire, but maybe not. In the polls, he's not doing too well. When I say he's not doing too well, it's one, some of his lowest numbers. So one of the things, and I want you to hear this again, listen to, we had played earlier Dan Coats talking about being bombarded with emails and calls and all that sort of stuff. How about Mike Mulvaney again with the phone calls and what he's hearing from the people? Check it out. I want you to hear it.
We're getting a handful of folks who call and say, raise taxes. A handful of folks call and say, don't do anything with the debt ceiling. But most folks are in the middle, and I've been surprised, candidly, with the number of folks who are calling actually to ask for information.
All right, interesting. And we let you hear that earlier. Ask for information. So it's like, what information are you asking for? It's like I said, they don't understand the plans because they're convoluted. Some of what is part of the language of it doesn't make sense when you start to read it. The broad strokes do, but as you get more specific, it gets trickier. For example, for the Senate Democrats, they include $1 trillion in savings from winding down Iraq and Afghanistan. But you don't have that in the House's budget. And in the House's budget, you're asking for many more further cuts. And for the House, also, they're asking for caps and accountability, I think, which is a good thing. Let's see. Let's go to Mark in New York.
Hey, hon. How are you?
Good. I haven't talked to you in a while. How have you been?
All right. I've been working these weird hours. I've been listening, but I've been sitting back and I'm just disgusted with everything. How about you?
No, I know. You see it. You hear that. It's the same voices. It's the same song and dance out of D.C.
It really is. And what I've learned, and since not calling, is to sit back and just listen and try to make up your own mind, because they're feeding us a bunch of crap. They really, really are. The news media, every single channel, what they don't cover, what they do cover, how they want to keep you just occupied with just mundane crap. Just a couple of topics, and I'll get off the air, because I haven't turned over a new leaf. I haven't become a quote-unquote liberal. I'm just so disgusted with the garbage that I see. But to use the fact that Social Security checks won't go out, if you read Charles Gasparino's columns in the New York Post, and a fellow by the name of John Crudell. John Crudell doesn't get a lot of play on the news media. He's been trying to get the emails and phone calls from Henry Paulson, Blank Fine, Jamie Dimon, the rest of them from all the big banks.
When they
were bailed
out, Crudell, yeah.
And just to tell you the truth about the collapse and the Dodd-Frank financial regulation that basically is giving more power to the people that gave us the problems. Just as the Federal Reserve, when they thought that they were getting an audit, Ron Paul's bill was watered down and never made it through the Senate. They gave them more power with the financial regulation. They put the same people on both sides who were either afraid to say you can't have a mortgage because certain people would erupt, or they just gave mortgages to people that they knew wouldn't. The point is, they're trying to bankrupt us on purpose.
You made an interesting point there, Mark, about the banks too big to fail and all the pieces. We'll finish that up on the flip side. Stay with us.
Take the first step in home security. Install the Door Sentinel. Standard locks, deadbolts, and security systems can't prevent forced entry. The Door Sentinel provides door kick-in protection and can be added to your existing security system. The Door Sentinel is easy to install and will turn your home into a fortress. Make the call. 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Or visit them at SENTINEL securitygroup.com. SentinelSecurityGroup.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
For the finish line, we're at the final turn here on America Tonight. And, you know, this has kind of been an interesting hour. We've zigged and zagged all over the place. I say we have a fondness for this on this show because so many of us have ADD anyway. And this, pretty much this hour, you know, we talked about the Olympics, a smattering of that, 2012, the Olympics. And just so you know, if you go to AmericaTonight.net, those crazy mascots, I posted them on the blog, Notes from a Scorecard. Looks like running teardrops. I don't get it. But, okay. So those are the mascots. Here's what I think happens. Creative people get in a room and they say, we want something, oh, create something bigger and badder than we've ever seen before. So they just think they're creating something bigger and badder, but they're trying too hard. That's what I think, anyway. They must be trying too hard. I read this headline from earlier in the day that fits nicely here because Mark just mentioned something about the media and what the media wasn't covering and articles that he had read and tracing back Paulson memos and, you know, fall of 2008, trying to piece it all together and who's in power there. And he is right about that. And of course, all of us know that, right? That so many of the Wall Street people then ended up in administrative roles with the president and part of the White House. And that's bad. I mean, that it's like chumming the waters, because your entire life you've made these connections, and now you're part of the agency that looks over your ex-friends from Goldman Sachs. Oh, I think that is pretty tough. This might be a secret you don't know about, or maybe you do. You wonder about, at the network level, especially television, if they're paying for interviews. ABC was paying people for licensing fees for photos and videos in exchange for interviews. So they just decided to stop paying those fees. Wonder how that's affected business and interviews. Wow. I would think it would have to. ABC really got a black eye when they were paying for licensing fees in a bunch of high-profile cases. Like for paying Casey Anthony. You know what they paid Casey Anthony in 2006? $200,000. They promised $10,000 for photos of a mother who claimed to give her 8-year-old daughter Botox. But that turned out to be a hoax. And then there are a slew of others, too, incidents that would make the list. Megan Broussard for photos up to $15,000 that she exchanged with Wiener. That was part of the 2020 exclusive interview. So, interesting. You know, they have a name for this practice. It's called State of Play. State of Play. NBC's admitted to paying licensing fees, but not the amount that ABC has paid. Well, if ABC's always paid that, and then they dump out of paying it, well, what are they, I'm wondering, because that's what they say they're going to do, then what do they have left? That was probably the ace in the hole for so many of them. It's probably going to be tougher to book some of those guests that they're having on the air. But they're winding it down. They don't like the idea that it looks like you can connect the dots. But back to the whole Mark thing. He had a point about what's happening and why, and he's right. This movie called Banks Too Big to Fail is out now, and it's about that crisis. And, boy, did it jump off of the screen pretty fast, you know, off the small screen. So it does make you wonder about that. And coupled with some of the things I just said about some of the other things that I was just saying about Goldman Sachs and Hank Paulson, who Mark brought up, guy who made $1 gazillion, a killing, an absolute killing on Wall Street. And now he was put in that position where, like Tim Geithner now, he's got the power to pull the triggers. Tim Geithner certainly, back in the heyday of his career, knew where his bread was buttered. So that makes it tougher, definitely. Often we do a thing called odds and ends, because so much gets lost in the clutter, especially when something gets pounded to death over and over again, and that something is the debt ceiling debate and who's zooming who and what's being said and what we think is going to happen and how scary it is, frankly, when you hear the things about checks not coming. That's pretty bad. China definitely wants, not China, the United States, whoops, Freudian slip, because I think China's going to end up becoming that. The U.S., excuse me, still wants to be the front runner on technology, on weaponry, on a slew of other things, and more we're giving back pieces of that to make up this horrific deficit. You know, we keep hearing about, well, the rich people have to pay their fair share, and the rich people have gotten away with too many things. But the key there is they're paying. How many people are just deadbeats when it comes to taxes? A lot is the answer. That's why the IRS has a special branch. Not that I'm a fan of the IRS, because I'm not. But that's why they have a special branch dependent on trying to find kids, et cetera, if they escape from, let's say, foster care and they're in this system that I was talking about. And where we were as to where, how far we've come ahead. Each and every show, I pound you over the head. Imagine that iron skittle to remind you, hey, you thought of something that you wanted to get in, but you didn't have time, so send me an email. Or you're getting closer to the finish of some sort of project, and that makes sense, too. So let me whip through a couple of things. They found guns from the U.S. sting. Ooh, that just keeps coming back to haunt us. At the Mexican, at a bunch of Mexican crime scenes, at least 122, they say, from the botched assignment. 122. Because they all filter down to drug cartels. I was mentioning the Olympics earlier, and I didn't bring this up then. We're talking about London 2012. But the Olympic silver medalist skier, Jarrett Peterson, committed suicide near Salt Lake City days after his arrest on suspicion of drunk driving. Wow, must have been too much for him is all I can think, that the drunk driving just pushed him over the top when he realized what would, you know, happen there. Also, Walmart has decided to get into the game of streaming, realizing that Netflix really blew it. People are dumping the Netflix service because if they wanted to get videos sent to their house, they wanted to stream, and plenty of movies don't stream, they would have to pay the full new amount that they announced a couple of days ago, a 60% increase, which is ridiculous. But it's up to $15, $16, and people are canceling it all over the place. Good for them. See, it goes back to that whole squeaky wheel thing. Good for them. And very sad as a wrap to read more about what happened in Copenhagen. And I think one of the saddest things I read is one of the kids, when he knew he was being shot and then fell to the ground, was said, you know, Daddy, I think he has a gun. And then poof, he was like that. He was just out. And I don't know that we can ever make sense of what happened with Anders Breznik and the fact that he probably will only get, for the 79 people that he killed, 100 days per person. And they could jumpstart that and add more to it, but still, is that enough for a human life?